to the Clydesdale Media Weight Loss Journey, where Scott does his weekly check-in with nutrition coach Cheryl Masso every week live on our YouTube channel. Make sure you like and subscribe and hit that notifier so you first know when new episodes come out. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show. What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Clydesdale Media Weight Loss Journey. My name is Scott Schweitzer. I am the Clydesdale. I am waiting for my nutrition coach, Cheryl Masso, to get here. She is doing a special presentation, I think on CrossFit and nutrition, and she was to be done around 5. So that's why we moved into the 5 o'clock hour. That's why we're here, but I'm going to go ahead and jump on while she gets in here for that. So hope everybody had a good Easter. I saw some comments about Jake. I've never done any voiceover work. Tried out for one once at my job and they picked somebody else. So such is life. I think it'd be fun though. I saw Damien say, what are the chances Cheryl will be snacking on Easter candy during the show? My bet is zero. But what is your favorite Easter candy? So if you remember from last week's show, Cheryl gave me Sunday off from tracking. I didn't go hog wild, but I did have some jelly beans. Those are my favorite Easter candy. You can't get them any other time of the year, so we're already live.
I'm late.
You are.
I'm sorry. I literally just popped out of my live training. Literally, I it's still saying converting my recording. I apologize, guys. I'm late. I'm late. I'm later than late right now. So I apologize. What did I miss so far?
Well, I actually just got on about a minute ago. Okay. And I was saying that you gave me Sunday off from tracking, and I didn't go nuts or anything, but I did have some jelly beans that I didn't have to track. Those are my favorite Easter candy. So I was just asking the audience what if they had a favorite Easter candy.
Oh, I like this topic to start with. What we got so far.
Kenneth is asking for examples. So I would say, you know, the peanut butter eggs are big. The Cadbury eggs. What else? The Peeps.
The candy coated almonds. What are those called?
Yeah, I don't know what those are called.
Those are like a big thing around Easter time.
Yeah. And the Peeps. The Peeps are huge.
The Peeps for sure. Jelly beans, obviously, you already mentioned that. So I love Jordan almonds. I love the peanut butter cups. The seasonal peanut butter cups are always my thing. The trees, the pumpkins, the Easter eggs. And also, the Robin eggs. You guys remember the candy, the gum that used to come in like an egg carton? And it was like, I don't even know if they still sell them, but it was like an egg carton and they were called like Robin's eggs. And it was gum. And they were like little eggs, but they were gum. And the flavor didn't last very long. So you would literally just keep popping another one in your mouth to get the flavor. But
yeah, what I know for Robin eggs is the Whopper Robin eggs.
Yep.
So they're malt in the middle.
Yep.
And I actually had a craving for those this weekend, but nobody had them. My family had them. So I just had to miss out this year.
That just brought me back to my childhood, a malted milkshake. Chocolate malt. I haven't had one of those.
There's a gas station right by my house, quarter of a mile. And it's run by like a dairy coalition in Ohio called the United Dairy Farmers. Mm-hmm. And they serve malted milkshakes.
Oh man. I missed a good stuff. Kenneth is commenting on my biceps. They're not big enough yet. Kenneth, you got no idea. My arms are string beans right now. We're working on it. We're working on this gains train, but thanks.
I disagree with Kenneth. Easter is my favorite candy because I am not a chocolate guy. I'm a fruity guy, and jelly beans are just the best.
Yeah, my mom knows I'm the kind of the same way. So she bought me. Do you know the peach rings?
Yep.
Those are like one of my favorite candies too. So she bought me two bags of the Haribo brand. I'm probably saying that wrong. Peach rings, and I bought myself the Reese's egg cups because she missed out on that one. But that was what I had for Easter this year. So yeah. But so let's talk about Easter. How was your Easter holiday?
Fantastic. My daughter came home, and then her boyfriend went to his parents' house. So it was really just the three of us for like the first time in a long time. And we just had an amazing Saturday. It spilled into Sunday. Went to my nephew's for Easter dinner and really, really had a great time.
That's awesome. So pretty much the whole weekend you were MIA from nutrition.
No.
Well, I mean, Saturday and Sunday, right? That's not a bad thing. I'm happy for that is what I'm saying. You were like, enjoy.
I tried to adhere to gotcha. As much as I could on Saturday. Sunday, I didn't. But Sunday, like we had that pastrami for lunch.
Right.
And I actually did not eat dinner because I was so full from the stuff they had there.
Yeah. Well, your Saturday looks pretty good. Didn't look like you really did anything crazy on Saturday for sure. So, I see you're switching to whole grain bagels, which I love. It makes me happy. How are you feeling this week?
I feel really good. The only down thing is two things. I fell, cleaning out my car on Saturday. I had a trash bag and was cleaning out everything and, set it down, was scrubbing the dash down and stepped back on the bag, slipped, fell flat on my back.
Is your back okay?
My back's okay. My wrist is a little bit sore. Yeah. But I didn't really feel that until today.
Gotcha. Have you been to the gym?
Have.
Yeah. I was listening a little bit to the round table. I know that you did a cardio workout yesterday. So
yeah, they finished up back squats last week. So this week they went like ultra not barbell and it was a long, long cardio workout.
Yeah. How many times did you get to the gym last week?
I was there Friday for Ghost.
That's another good one.
I think 3 days I got there last week.
Yeah. You're doing a really good job on your protein this week.
Yeah, I've just added a protein shake every day.
Yeah. I don't know that I love that. But I mean, it is getting your protein in, you know, I think that.
Well, generally it's when I'm coming home from the gym.
Yeah.
That's what I'm drinking on the way home.
Yeah. Overall though, I think that nutrition's looking pretty good. I'm just looking at where we can add in, you know, and it's not that it's a bad thing to drink your protein. In fact, whey protein is probably the best source of protein, but I just think that sustainability wise, if you weren't tracking, you wouldn't naturally just be sucking a protein shake, you know, but I think that, you know, trying to get to where you're drinking one scoop a day is fine. But I think that right now that's a good thing. After you work out, you should have some protein. So I'm fine with that. I was just kind of taking a look back.
I think Kenneth is missing the point.
What am I saying? I'm looking at your food journal.
Ghost is a great movie. It is also a workout that is not great.
Yeah. That is a really, it's a hard workout for sure. But Ghost is a good movie. That's an old movie. That's a really good movie. Back in the Patrick's. Did you watch that new Roadhouse movie?
Nope.
I haven't watched it either. My dad said it sucked.
So, I've heard conflicting stuff. Yeah. We talked about it, I think last Thursday.
Yeah.
On the show here, comparing it to, I don't even know what everything's blurring together.
You know what remake I'm really excited for? Not talking nutrition, but talking movies. I'm going to sound like a complete nerd right now. The Twister remake. I'm like so excited for that. I loved that movie when I was younger.
Well, that's the problem. Like if you love the movie when you're younger, the remake's probably going to suck.
Yeah, but I'm just excited to see it with like new technology. I don't know, Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton. Yeah, you can't beat that. But I love that movie. So when I saw the replay or the commercial for it, I'm like, oh, this is awesome. I'm excited for that. So, but all right. So Easter weekend, protein's up, supplementing with a little bit of protein powder. And I will say this, the reason I'm totally not like worried too much about it is it's not that you're not getting protein from food. You just aren't snacking a lot. So your main meals are usually between 30 and 50 grams of protein, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But you're really only having about one snack. And so, you know, unless you, if we can find some, you know, obviously more whole food based protein snacks for you, that will probably be a help. Do you like things like, well, we talk about Greek yogurt. You haven't been logging Greek yogurt though. Mm-hmm. So, and when I think about snacks, I think about things like yogurt, cottage cheese, because they're more snack based rather than just eating more chicken or steak.
Well, so when I was logging it before, I was having like berries with it. The berries have been really bad here.
So why don't you buy frozen?
I don't like frozen fruit.
Not even berries?
No. Yuck.
What about banana?
Yeah, that's not what I like in my yogurt, but I don't know. I can try it.
Yeah. I would say, I'm trying to think of what other fruits would be really good in your yogurt. Cause I definitely am a yogurt and berries kind of a person, but I like frozen blueberries better than fresh because they taste sweeter to me. What about grapes?
I love grapes. I've never tried them in yogurt.
Try cutting them in half and adding them to yogurt. That actually sounds like that would be really good.
Yeah. I like pomegranate too. And that usually is pretty good here, but the berries have just been bitter.
I think grapes would be a good option, in your fruit. You can also take your yogurt and make like a dip, put a little powdered peanut butter in there. You could even mix it with a little bit of cream, like yogurt with cream cheese, and make like a sweet dip and use it like for apple slices. It's also really good too. So,
okay.
That's a good. Kiwi's another good one.
So I do like tangy fruit. I don't like bitter fruit.
Yeah. Kiwi's a good one. That's actually good. And what about you like acai, like acai bowls, right? You can buy that.
That's like ice cream.
Yeah. That comes frozen.
Yeah, but it's not just a frozen berry.
But you can have acai with some yogurt.
Can you buy acai?
Like, yeah, I'm saying you can buy it at like the store.
I didn't even know you could buy it.
Yeah, it's a fruit. You could.
And it's frozen like the ice cream.
Yep, acai is an ice cream. It's fruit. Like when you get an acai bowl, that's not ice cream.
I know, but it tastes like ice cream.
Yeah, it's fruit. So you basically, let's go shopping. Let's go shopping right now. They sell, this is a good brand. I've seen this brand at the store.
Sam, I am with Nick. I do like the crisp crunch of fruit.
Yeah.
So I do like apples and all of that, but
I think that apples would be a good one. I think that trying grapes would also be a good one as well. But like, let's just see if I can find this brand. This brand is what they sell pretty much everywhere. I want to see what the nutrition facts are. It's just the acai. It's all you want. It's nothing right here. Unsweetened. You can buy it online. You can buy it at the store too, but it's just acai fruit. And it tells you right here how much of everything is in it. Let's see. It's funny, acai actually has a little bit of fat in it, the fruit. I guess like avocado is a fruit that has some fat in it. So acai actually has 5 grams of fat and only 8 carbs. But this would actually be really good, Scott. And this would be a good thing for you to have.
So Judy says it's in the freezer section.
Yep.
By the frozen berries.
It is. It's right here. Yeah, so try it.
And she lives near me, so we share the same stores.
Yeah. So I think that would be, so some snack ideas for you is Greek yogurt with some kind of a fruit. So like the acai would be fine. Try grapes. I think cottage cheese also gets underrated. You can make, I have that cottage cheese pizza dip that I've been recommending a lot for people. You can use, like, I take the Joseph's Lavash and I toast them in the air fryer. You could dip those in the cottage cheese pizza dip. That's a great high protein snack. You know, you do the jerky, you know, that's also good. I know I mentioned tuna, and I know for you, it's like convenient. So I'm thinking of things that don't require you a whole bunch of effort to put together, but those are some other stuff. I would agree with Wad Zombie, Nick, the whole soft grapes. You know what though? Frozen grapes are another story. Frozen fruit. I do like frozen fruit. Frozen grapes are good. So are you muted, Scott?
I'm not. I'm just reading the comments.
Yeah.
And laughing.
Let's see what weight trends are looking like. So 283.6 today. That's actually lower after Easter. Yep. So how's energy levels?
Well, I am sleeping better than I've slept. Like, I am actually making it the whole night in bed, laying down.
That's awesome. That's really good. How's your blood sugar been?
It's been coming down. I will say after Easter, it went up a tiny bit.
Okay.
So like it was in the teens, and it went up to like 136 in the morning, but today it was back down to 120, 122.
All right. Well, here's what I want this week is I want new photos. I told you I was going to give you a little bit of time. I wasn't going to take them last month because of all the craziness. Put new photos in the app for me. Try and take them about the same distance in the same place that you took your last ones so that I can kind of have something to compare to versus just, you know what I'm saying? I want to have that photo to change. I want to have like, I don't want to have variables. That's the word I'm looking for. Sorry, I was trying to figure out what I was going to say. I just tell you, it's been one of those days. You ever have those days where you feel like you've been very productive, but you just haven't stopped going all day? That's been today. So, but, and I would say I'm done after this, but I'm not. I got more work to do. I'm actually excited.
Yeah, I'm leading a testing project that has gone horribly bad. Today was supposed to be the last day. It's gone so bad they've extended it a day. So now I got to work on it again tomorrow. And I'm ready to be done.
Yeah. What does your schedule look like this week? Are you going to make it to the gym more this week?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well,
and like 3 days I think is good for me right now. Mm-hmm. That's been my goal. But Jake says the best thing about beating 25-year-olds at CrossFit is there are 20 of them.
That's a good point. That's actually really
good. So my goal has been to get three in at least at the gym and then supplement at home. And then eventually leak that up to 4 and 5.
I like that. I think that's a good start, especially right now with where your schedule is, you know?
Yeah.
I'm actually really surprised at your weight right now. I'm going to be honest. I figured that after Easter, that we would have seen a little bit of a spike. So the fact that we're down today is a good thing. So
I feel like my calorie intake is on lock.
Well,
it's just getting the right mix.
No, I think that right now you've been doing that. You've been getting in more vegetables. Like, I definitely see you putting effort into that kinds of stuff as well. You've changed out your carbohydrates, you know, so like, let me just take a look at your fiber intake because I have to go two different places to look at that, you know, so your fiber intake, you're hitting 50 to 60 grams some days. That's really good, you know, and today you have your food logged already, which makes me happy because I know that we've talked about like, well, how are you remembering? So you're getting better about like logging ahead of time, which is also why you're hitting your protein goals, you know? So I think all of that stuff is really helping. How's your appetite?
I think it's just right. I'm hungry at meals. I'm not really hungry in between. That's probably why I struggle with the snacks right now.
Yeah.
Now, when I leave the gym, like I do want to drink. Like that protein shake is now becoming habit, mm-hmm. where like I want to have it on the way home.
Yeah.
And usually like I don't want solid food right after, and it is lunchtime. So at least I'm getting that in. And then I eat the lunch like an hour later.
I gotcha. Yeah. I'm fine with the protein shake. I just want to also try and find, you know, more ways, you know, obviously than just having, you know, double scoop of protein. If you were supplementing, you know, I've had people where they're like drinking a protein shake for breakfast. They're having a Core Power protein drink for a snack. They're having protein before dinner or before bed. I'm like, all right, listen, all of your protein's coming from protein powder. That's not, but you're getting majority of your food is coming from food. Your protein is coming from food. So I'm looking at the chat again, because we're getting people off on tangents here. We're talking Katana. What is all this talk we're talking about?
I just, they're all friends now, and they chat amongst themselves, and I let it go.
Oh.
Unless it's funny.
Yeah. Well, Corey's asking, would you rather fight 65 chicken once a day or one chimp with a sword once a year? I don't know, guys, this is a nutrition talk, but, we're off on tangents for sure. Okay. So
they can talk about whatever they want.
Yeah. So this week we're coming off Easter, nothing coming up this weekend. Next week, everything is kind of smooth sailing, right?
Yeah, this week's pretty smooth sailing.
Except for the fact that you fell, and hopefully that doesn't set you back any.
Yeah, it's it doesn't seem to be affecting anything.
Okay.
Other than my wrist a little bit, but it's not like I'm lifting a lot of weight or anything.
Yeah. How about walking? How's that been going?
Walking's been good. Like my lower back is getting better with that. Mm-hmm. Like I can stand a lot longer than I could.
Yeah. Funny because, you know, you're having issues with your watch. You know, your watch is synced with Trainer Eyes because I can see it in here. So you must've done something right with it. It's definitely uploading something to your Apple Health because I can see your steps in here.
So. Yeah. It doesn't count steps very good in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, I think that they might be off like 10%, but they're probably within 10% of accuracy, I would say.
Yeah, you know? Saturday I walked almost all day.
Yeah.
My daughter and I went shopping up and down downtown Columbus and walked the whole time.
Yeah.
And it barely registered steps. And so, I don't know.
Well, then maybe we need to get you a different watch. Because if it's not counting your steps right, it's probably doing jack shit for tracking your heart rate anyways. So it's probably not doing much. I mean, I know Apple Watches are whatever. I really don't. I think that honestly, you're probably better off just going back to your Whoop strap. Don't you have one still?
Nope. I got rid of it. I'm not paying that subscription fee.
Yeah.
Too much for me.
I don't even know how much it is now. I just pay it every month.
It was $30-some a month, and like it just wasn't, that was not worth it to me.
Yeah, I think it's actually, I'm probably going to get rid of mine too. And the reason why is I get too hung up with the data. And sometimes like I'm working really hard and this thing will tell me that I like barely got a 5 strain. And I'm like, really? Are you crazy? Like I was just dying in that workout. But I do think that it's pretty accurate for like overall cardiovascular, RHR, all that kinds of stuff. I think honestly, Garmin or Apple Watch, or even Fitbit, you know, a lot of my clients have like a low grade Fitbit. If you're really just using it for health reasons, a Fitbit's probably fine. So
I actually like having a watch.
That's why I think the Fitbit is probably the best thing for you.
But it doesn't have a watch.
Yes, it does.
Not a cool one like this.
What do you mean? Yeah, it's a regular watch. Fitbits they look like a regular watch. It just looks like a Garmin or anything. You can get whatever fancy one you want. I mean, I think that I just will stick with Apple because I like Apple products. I honestly don't use anything on it really that much, but you know, yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of Fitbits. It just depends on what you want to spend on it. I would just get a cheap one. I don't think anything fancy, but yeah. So I think that this week, the main thing is maybe trying to get to where you're drinking one protein shake of one scoop and then maybe getting in one more protein based snack rather than just drinking two scoops of protein. That's the only other thing that I would really change this week, but that's just me always making progress. Your improvements this week were great. Everything looks good. Your weight's looking good. But I think that would be the only other thing that I would really work on this week. You know what, Charlie, I wanted to mention. So I thought about Charlie today. It's funny because I was listening to you guys' roundtable talking about him trying all these different programs out. I'm like, I should send Charlie the Cheryl plan. I would love to get his feedback on my programming. I would, if he's that kind of a guy that likes to try out programs, I'll send him access to 6 to 8 week cycles. See if he likes it.
You don't need to send that much. He only gets through day one.
Oh, so he'll hit the back squat day and be too sore to walk the next day, every single week. Right.
Yeah. He's done the first day of Carrie Pierce abs, like, 60 times.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll send him.
I think one day he made it to day seven.
I'll send him my programming. My programming is CrossFit strength focus. So like every day is a main lift geared towards strength, but also like building muscle. Not a lot of one rep maxes and three rep maxes. It's a lot of like, you know, 5 to 7, sometimes 10 reps. But there's a squat day, there's a bench day, there's a cardio day, there's a deadlift day, there's a press day, there's a cardio day. And right now my sixth cardio day is like cardio bodybuilding. It's like 400 meter run, then like come in and do like 21, 15, 9 of like dumbbell bicep curls and bench dips. Like that's like the cardio on that sixth day. I kind of made it like a hybrid, but yeah, I'll send it to you. Do I have mobility? Dude, I'll be honest. I am the worst person with mobility.
Do you have to have mobility?
Oh, no, no. So my programming is built for CrossFitters that like CrossFit. They like being strong. They don't do high skills. They don't do things that are going to require them to be in positions that would risk injury. So mobility is something that there's a little bit of mobility in the warmups, like World's Greatest Stretch and stuff, but you're not doing overhead squats. You're not doing bar muscle ups. If you want to do that stuff, you can definitely change out some of the movements, but it's geared to where you can push yourself at whatever level, but you don't have to have mobility like that for it. I mean, obviously to squat, you should be able to squat, but yeah, you had me at bench day. Yeah. I do a lot of upper body. So yeah, I'm going to send it to you, Charlie. I'll send you a link to it and you can sign up, get on it. I'll give it to you for free just because I'd love it.
I know another thing he's working on. In all honesty, he got his hip replaced. So he's been squatting to try to get his depth back.
That's good. Do the 10 minute Kelly Starrett squat test every day. That's it. You want to get your squat depth back? That's the best way to do it.
And we have bets in the chat to say, so Judy says he'll go 10 days. Kenneth's got 5. I think Corey was at 7.
It's just funny because I would love to see what he thinks of it. If he's like, because he'd be a good gauge for me to tell, like, you know, some of my clients are like, Cheryl, that workout crushed me. I'm still sore. And then other clients are like, I felt fine. I'm like, you didn't even get tired. So
Corey's taking the under on a week.
Yeah. Listen, I bet if you actually enjoy the program,
Charlie's taking all 8 weeks.
Yeah. I think you would like it. I think you would, even if you, it's definitely going to be more strength work than I think that most CrossFitters are used to. So, but anyways, we're getting off on tangents again, but I love this. I love this group, guys. I love talking, Scott. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, full transparency is like this journey that you're on is meant to be enjoyable. And so I think that we can do our check-in. We know what you have to fix this week. You know, you did awesome at Easter. You are going to work on getting in, maybe swapping out one scoop of protein for one whole food. You're going to try out some acai, maybe some grapes in that yogurt. But I think that like those basics are covered. You're doing awesome right now. And this week we need photos. We need photos in the app.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm looking at Wad Zombie, Nick. I love you too, Cheryl. What did I miss?
Nothing.
Okay.
You said you love this group.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, this is what happens when you have that delay. I have to think back to what I've said. Can I just share a funny story with y'all before we, like, because I know we're probably finishing up here. This happened today in my busy life. I told you I've just been going all day. I'm taking a phone call and I'm checking out at the self-checkout line at the supermarket. I was going to say Publix, but then people are going to be like, what's Publix? And I left without paying for my groceries. I got all the way home and I was like, oh my God. So I was a good Samaritan. I got in my car. I drove back to Publix and I paid for my groceries. But that's how absent-minded I was today. I was just like, I got all the way home and I'm like, oh my God, I didn't pay for my groceries. Like I remembered like being on my phone and like not, because you know that you do the pay. I'm like, but I did go back and pay for them. And they were like, I can't believe you came back and paid. I'm like, I can't believe nobody caught me.
The call.
Yeah. So
police department.
Yeah. But anyways, so Kenneth is talking about them pub subs again. Who was it? Wasn't it Kenneth that talked about the pub subs being overrated? I don't remember. Somebody was talking about that last week.
Yeah, I know someone said they were overrated.
Yeah.
You said they are not. Absolutely not.
It's the bread. It's the bread. I'm telling you, that fresh bread is so good. All right. Well, I think that right now, I think that you are in a good headspace. Just one more thing I'm just going to comment on. Judy asked, is it something I could do in addition to my gym's programming? I would say that it depends on what your programming looks like. I have a client that does something called a rev class at her gym, which is mostly just the CrossFit workout and that's it. So she does the strength and the accessory work and the core work, but she doesn't do the CrossFit Metcon. So if your gym doesn't program enough strength, accessory, core, then you could totally use it. But I wouldn't recommend if your gym is programming squat cycles and pressing cycles, then it's just going to end up overlapping and it's going to be too much. You can totally pick and choose. Like if you're like, well, we didn't, but it's too hard. You know, your gym's programming typically does have a good flow to it. If you're following a good program, like I know, like Scott, I know that Christy really, they think out their cycles. You guys are getting changes and all that stuff. So.
And just so everybody knows, when I first started with Cheryl, I was not at Polaris. And she was actually programming for me in my garage.
Yep.
And it was a fun program.
Yeah.
I would, at that time where I was in my life, it was very simple, mm-hmm. But it was very doable and not too repetitive.
No, it's not. It's not repetitive. The only thing that's repetitive is you're on a strength cycle. So you're typically squatting, pressing, deadlifting, and pressing 4 times a week. Every week for 8 weeks. And then we take a deload and then we switch out the movements. So there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But all right. Well, that's all I got tonight. I'm sorry that I was late today, guys. I really apologize. Thanks for being flexible.
Oh, no problem. We just got started and
yeah.
You were on just in time.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know if these things work or not, but I'll be honest. I have been sleeping better and I'm not getting headaches anymore from staring at my screen. So I'm sticking with the glasses.
Well, I didn't update this. I had my eye appointment on Friday because with my sugar being up through the whole AFib thing, yeah. They wanted me to go through a diabetic screening with my eyes to make sure no damage was done during that time. And that all was fine. But I do have to get glasses.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Have you had good vision before that?
Yeah. I needed like readers for up close stuff. Yeah. And the frustration with those is you have to take them on and off all the time.
Right.
So my distance and my mid have decreased a little bit. So I actually need glasses for those. So they got me transitional lenses that I'll have the close up at the bottom and just be able to wear one pair.
Yeah. Jake, to answer your question, no, I don't think I have any English in me. I mean, I speak English. My family is primarily dad's side Italian, mom's side is Irish. So I'm definitely a very interesting were really angry drunks, essentially, in my family. Because Irish like to drink, and Italians are always angry. And they're from New York, so that just adds to that.
Kenna says it's a trap.
Yeah. But anyway.
He's setting you up.
Well, probably is. I'm that girl. Just oblivious. But all right, crew. Well, it's been fun. It's been good talk. Good stuff for sure.
Jake can see Ireland from his house.
Is he really living? Is he being serious right now? Is
he I think he lives on the Isle of Man.
Oh, I have a client from the Isle of Man. I'm like, is that a real place? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, that's so cool.
That's where Amy Kringle's from.
Hmm.
The pro CrossFitter.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I didn't. When she first told me that she was from the Isle of Man, I'm like, there's a place called the Isle of Man. Yeah. Like, yeah. So, but cool. Awesome. Yeah.
So, correctamundo. See, man, I have this weird memory of like weird facts of all the people in the chat.
Yeah, I'm starting to slowly learn. I just started following Corey on Instagram. So, starting to follow some people. If I don't follow you on Instagram, I'll find you. I've been slowly kind of trying to find places. Isle of Man was a nightclub. It might have been a nightclub. That actually sounds like a pretty cool name for a nightclub. But yeah. So
All right. Well, with that, it's been a fun week. And we will see everybody next time on the Clydesdale Media Weight Loss Journey. Bye, guys.
Bye.
C4 Energy, Extend, and CelluCore are delivering the most effective, best tasting, and highest quality products for you. Get 20% off when you use the code Clydesdale at checkout at C4energy.com. That's C4energy.com. And now back to the interview.